Parts of the media have come under fire for naming and shaming two... Parts of the media have come under fire for naming and shaming two girls for flouting COVID-19 restrictions. The Wire's Harley Lewis reports.
On Thursday, multiple media outlets showed pictures and broadcast the names of two of the three people who allegedly lied on their border forms after returning to Queensland from a holiday in Melbourne. The Courier Mail went so far as to label them enemies of the state on its front page. This, alongside other coverage, have raised questions around the responsibilities of journalists, how they cover certain topics, and what falls under the definition of public interest. According to the Australian Press Council, journalists should avoid intruding on a person's reasonable expectation of privacy, unless doing so is in the public interest. Queensland Council for Civil Liberties President Michael Cope says the publishing of names and pictures unnecessarily intrudes on the privacy of those who have been charged.
But in this particular case, of course, this is highly inflammatory in these circumstances, and the coverage is completely overblown, particularly when you consider that all sorts of other people have been charged with breaching these laws and their names have never been disclosed, which is entirely appropriate because it's not necessary.
The stories have already led to problems, with African migrants telling the Queensland Human Rights Commission how members of their community have been abused as a result. It mirrors reports of abuse faced by people of Asian descent or appearance at the start of the pandemic. Associate Professor at the University of Sydney's Department of Media and Communication, Tim Dwyer, says journalists need to be aware of how sensationalist elements of stories can be used to harm others.
The elements of this story are, you know, quite clearly involving young women from an ethnic minority group, and this is sort of putting up signs in neon that journalists should be treading warily and responsibly. And so I think that, you know, journalists need to be particularly cautious when these elements of the story are present.
Mr. Cope says these actions by media companies only serve to cause the public more stress.
Given they were charged, these names were eventually going to come out, but, you know, the coverage was, as I say, headlines like enemies of the state and this sort of stuff has just no effect other than to inflame people's anxieties.
Associate Professor Dwyer says the use of footage from the three's social media accounts is itself unethical.
What makes it worse is they, you know, rip off the images and video footage from their social media accounts without permission, and that just kind of fuels viral abuse.
A spokesperson for the Australian Press Council has confirmed they've received at least one complaint about the Courier Mail article and headline and will be investigating any breaches of their general principles. Holly Lewis reports.